But the first one is called The Crossing Places. And really, Ruth Galloway came to me at the same time as the idea for The Crossing Places. What happened was I was walking across marshland on the North Norfolk coast, Titchwell Marsh, if anyone knows it, with my husband, Andrew, who's an archaeologist. And Andrew happened to mention that prehistoric people thought that marshland was sacred. Because it's neither land nor sea, but something in between, they saw it as a link to the afterlife. Neither land nor sea, neither life nor death. A liminal zone, an in-between place. And that's why we find bodies buried there, the so-called bog bodies. It's to mark that boundary, which really is between life and death. Soon as Andy said that, the whole plot of The Crossing Places came into my head, really. And I have to tell you that I saw Dr. Ruth Galloway walking towards me out of the mist. She just appeared in front of me. And I felt I knew everything about her in that moment. I knew where she'd been to school, where she'd been to college. I knew what her favourite books were. I knew what her favourite biscuit was. I felt I knew everything about her in that instant, really. I teach creative writing and I'd never let my students get away with that. Oh, I saw her walking out of the mist. But sometimes it does happen. You know, sometimes a character does just appear. And then the challenge is, what to do with that character? And I do say to my students to look at the feet, to follow the feet, look down, see where that character's going. And I thought I knew where Ruth was going. And of course, that's only half of it, isn't it? Because a character has to come from somewhere. And I'm sure there's a lot of me in Ruth, and there's a lot of other people I know, friends and family and other strong women that I know. So Ruth is a forensic archaeologist. She works at a made-up university called the University of North Norfolk. And she goes into work one day and she finds a police officer waiting for her, DCI Nelson. And he wants her advice, because I knew from my husband, who's an archaeologist, that the police do ask for forensic archaeologists for their advice when they find buried bodies. So Nelson has found some bones buried on the marshland, and he thinks they might be the bones, the remains of a child who disappeared 10 years ago. Ruth goes to examine the bones, and she knows almost immediately that they're over 2,000 years old. So they're not the bones of this child, but she is then drawn into the investigation and, incidentally, into a very complicated relationship with the policeman, DCI Harry Nelson. So that was the first book, that was The Crossing Places. I only had a one book deal, so I didn't know that there would be any more. I did kind of cunningly end the book on, I suppose you'd call it a kind of an emotional cliffhanger. So I did hope that there would be more, really.